increase our appreciation for the speciality of today's day.
Mislio sam da bi ovo moglo da poveća našu realizaciju specijalnosti današnjeg dana.
I would like to read to you a verse from the Bhagavatam. Tretayam vatamanayam kalakrita samobhavat rame rajani dharme magye sarvabhuta sukhavahe. Lord Ramachandra became king during Treta Yuga.
Gospodin Ramachandra je postao kralj tokom Treta Yuge.
But because of his good government, the age was like Satya Yuga.
Ali zbog njegove dobre vladavine, doba je bilo kao Satya Yuga.
Everyone was religious and completely happy.
Svi su bili pobožni i potpuno sretni.
Satya Yuga is the best age in the creation of mankind.
Satya Yuga je najbolje doba u od stvoretka čovječanstva.
It is an age where everyone is actually a great saintly person.
I to je doba kada su svi zapravo velike svete osobe.
So although Lord Ramachandra appeared in a time which was different from this age, by his appearance he created the same circumstances.
Iako se gospodin Ramachandra pojavio u dobu koje je bilo drugčije od tog doba, on je svojom pojavom stvorio drugčije okolnosti.
Listen what influence he had into this world.
Poslušajte kakav je on utjecaj imao na ovaj svijet.
During the reign of Lord Ramachandra, the forests, the rivers, the hills and mountains.
Tokom kiše gospodina Ramachandre, šume, drveća i planine.
The states, the seven islands, it means the whole creation and the seven seas were all favorable in supplying the necessities of life for all living beings.
I čitava kreacija su bili sve povoljni i davali su sve neophodnosti za živa bića.
All bodily and mental suffering disappeared from the world when he was present.
Sve tjelesne i mentalne patnje su nestale tokom njegove prisutnosti, yes, na ovom svijetu.
When he was present there was no disease, no old age.
Kad je on bio prisutan nije bilo bolesti ili starosti.
No lamentation.
Nije bilo jadikovanja.
No distress.
Nije bilo uznemirenja.
Ne strah. And also the Sarajevo disease, the fatigue was completely absent.
Nije bilo straha niti sarajevske bolesti, zamora, potpuno je nestala.
There was even no death for those who did not want it.
Čak nije bilo ni smrti za one koji to nisu željeli.
So you can see when God is present in the world there are the most wonderful circumstances we can even imagine.
Možete vidjeti da kad je Bog prisutan na svijetu, onda vladaju najpovoljnije moguće okolnosti koje možemo zamisliti.
After hearing some prayers, we will now enter the deep secret about hearing about his pastimes.
Nakon što čujemo neke molitve, ući ćemo u dublje tajne o njegovim zabavama.
Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Tashatyarishvatarine Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadara Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare
Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
It is said that anyone who hears about the pastimes of Lord Rama becomes free from envy and also from the bondage of his own karma.
Rečeno je da svako ko čuje o zabavama gospodina Ramachandre postaje slobodan od zavisti i vezanosti svojom sobstvenom karmom.
Lord Ramachandra appeared together with three brothers called Bharata, Lakshman and Shatrughna.
Gospodin Ramachandra se pojavio sa tri brata koji su se zvali Bharata, Lakshman i Shatrughna.
Please hear about his extraordinary potencies.
Molim vas, počujte o njegovim nevjerovatnim moćima.
When he was only 7 years old, one saint called Vishvamitra came to his father's palace and asked him if the young prince and his brother Lakshman could come and kill some demons who were disturbing the sacrifices.
Kada je imao samo 7 godina, jedan veliki svetac Vishvamitra je došao u palaču njegovog oca i zamolio ga ukoliko bi mladi princ i njegov brat Lakshman mogli doći i ubiti jednog demona koji ih je uznemiravao.
Dasharat said, no, 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 why do I have to send my two sons? I sent my army.
Dasharat je rekao, ne, ne, zašto moram poslati svoja dva sina? Poslat ću svoju vojsku.
But Vishvamitra said, no, no, your two sons are more powerful than all the armies in the universe taken together.
Ali Vishvamitra je rekao, ne, ne, tvoja dva sina su moćnija nego sve armije koje se mogu spojiti u univerzumu.
And Vishvamitra was right.
I Vishvamitra je bio u pravu.
Ramachandra and Lakshman could finish the whole army of the Rakshasas, the demons.
I Vishvamitra je bio u pravu. Ramachandra i Lakshman su mogli uništiti sve moguće rakšaše u univerzumu.
With one arrow,
sa jednom strelom,
Rama took one of the demons called Marichis and threw him 700 miles away in the ocean.
Gospodin Ramachandra je sa jednom strelom pogodio demona koji se zvao
Marichi
i odbacio ga 700.000 milja daleko.
He was only 7 years.
A imao je samo 7 godina.
Yeah. After this, Vishvamitra took him to the town called Janakapuri, where there was the mystical Haradhanu bow.
Onda ga je Vishvamitra odveo u grad koji se zvao, what was the name of the city?
Janakapuri.
Janakapuri. And
there was this mystical Haradhana Danu Bo.
I tu je bio mistični Haradhana Danu.
Yes.
Bo.
Bo. Bo. Bo.
Luke.
Luke, yes.
Pardon, ja se izvinjam.
Yes. In this town there lived the emperor Janaka, who was the father of Mother Sita, the goddess of the world.
I tu je živio vladar koji se zvao Janaka i on je bio otac majke Site, koja je majka čovječanstva.
And there was a prophecy. Anyone who could draw the bow would become the husband of Sita.
I bilo je, zapravo postojalo je proročanstvo da svako ko bi, onaj ko bi uspio zategnuti taj luk, bi postao muž majke Site.
This luk was so heavy that it needed 200 of the strongest men to pull this bow on a cart into the assembly of the princes.
I taj luk je bio tako težak da je trebalo 200 ljudi da bi na koči dovuklo taj luk do tog skupa u palači.
The most powerful men of the world came in order to draw the bow, but none was successful, not even Ravana.
Najmoćniji ljudi na svijetu su došli da probaju zategnuti taj luk, ali nisu uspjeli, isto kao što je došao Ravana i nije uspio.
When the young prince Rama arrived in Janakapuri,
kada je mladi princ Rama stigao u Janakapuri,
he took this most powerful bow and he drew the string to the ear and then cracked the bow.
Uzeo je taj luk i zategnuo ga tako snažno do svog uha da se luk prelomio.
No one could believe their eyes and also not their ears.
Niko nije mogao vjerovati svojim očima kao ni svojim ušima.
The sound of the breaking bow was so powerful that they all fell on the ground, being dumped by the sound.
Zvuk luka koji se lomi je bio tako moćan da su oni svi popadali na zemlju oboreni jačinom zvuka.
And it was clear that now the muž of Sita was there. It was Ramachandra.
E bilo je jasno da se pojavio muž Sita, to je bio Ramachandra.
Now Lord Ramachandra came back to Ayodhya, all the people of Ayodhya celebrated a big welcome feast.
Kada se gospodin Ramachandra vratio u Ayodhya, svi stanovnici Ayodhya su slavili veliku svečanost napravili.
And everyone was totally happy that now the supreme goddess Mother Sita had been reunited with her lord in sacred marriage.
I svi su bili potpuno sretni da je vrhovna boginja sreće, majka Sita, postala ujedinjena sa svojim mužem.
Everyone was just fevering that the day would come where Lord Rama would be coronated the king of Ayodhya.
I svi su očekivali da će se zapravo pojaviti dan kada će gospodin Ramachandra biti okrunjen kao kralj Ayodhya.
Everyone only wanted this except for one lady.
I svi su to željeli osim jedne dame.
She was one of the wives of Ramachandra's father. Her name was Kaikeyi.
I ona je bila jedna od žena oca gospodina Ramachandre. Njeno ime je bilo Kaikeyi.
And she had the desire that her son and Bharata and not Rama would become the king.
I ona je imala želju da njen sin Bharata, a ne Ramachandra, postane kralj.
Once Kaikeyi had helped her husband Dasharath, the father of Rama, to survive a battle, and after this service which she had done, Maharaj Dasharatha said, you have two desires which you can ask me for.
Jednom je Kaikeyi spasila svom mužu život, Dasharathu život, nakon jedne bitke, i on je onda rekao, zbog ovoga imaš pravo na dvije želje koje ću ti ispuniti.
And now one day before the coronation of Ram, Kaikeyi remembered these two blessings.
I tako dan prije nego što će gospodin Ramachandra biti okrunjen, Kaikeyi se sjetila ova dva blagoslova.
And she said to her husband Dasharath, my first desire is that Bharata and not Rama becomes the next king, and my second desire is that Rama must go in exile into the forest for 14 years.
I tako je ona rekla Dasharathu, moja prva želja je da Bharat postane kralj, a ne Ramachandra, a druga želja je da Ramachandra ode u izgnanstvo 14 godina.
When Dasharath, the father of Ram, heard this two desires which he was duty bound to fulfill, he fainted, and 2 days later he died a very, very sad death.
I kada je Dasharath čuo ove dvije želje svoje žene, automatski se onesvijestio i 2 dana nakon toga je napustio tijelo.
Yes. Ramachandra accepted the desire of his stepmother in a cheerful mood.
Ramachandra je prihvatio tu želju svoje mačehe, želje svoje mačehe u radosnom raspoloženju.
And he went into the forest.
I otišao je u šumu.
Where he lived the life of an ascete.
Gdje je živio životom askete.
You might ask yourself the question, how could it happen that the Lord was banished into the forest?
Možete se zapitati pitanje, kako to da je gospodin bio protjeran u šumu?
By his own father he was banished.
I to od sopstvenog oca je bio odbačen.
Listen very attentively what is the answer to this question, because it is for your good.
Slušajte vrlo pažljivo šta je odgovor na ovo pitanje, jer je to za vaše dobro.
Once when Maharaj Dasharatha was young, he went for hunting into the forest.
Jednom kada je Maharaj Dasharath bio vrlo mlad, otišao je u lov u šumu.
It was dark.
Bilo je mračno.
He had not killed one dangerous animal.
On nije ubio jednu opasnu životinju.
When he was sitting in the dark, he heard all of a sudden the sound. Gluk, gluk, gluk.
Dok je sjedio u mraku, iznenada je čuo zvuk. Gluk, gluk, gluk.
And he thought, this one is a dangerous tiger drinking water at the river bank.
I on je pomislio, ovo je opasni tigar koji pije vodu na
ovoj rijeki. Although it was dark, he took his arrow and bow and he shot it in the direction where the sound came from.
Iako je bilo mračno, on je zategnuo svoju strijelu i ispalio ju u pravcu odakle je dolazio zvuk.
Listen what happened, it is so shocking.
Slušajte šta se desilo, tako je šokantno.
When the arrow left the bow, he heard a sound. Oh no! Why have you done this?
Kada je strela izletela iz luka, on je čuo zvuk. Oh ne! Zašto si to uradio?
He went and looked who was calling.
On je otišao da pogleda ko to zove.
And he saw that what he thought was a dangerous tiger was an ascid.
I onda je imao što da vidi. Umjesto tigra za kojeg je mislio da je, umjesto toga što je mislio da je opasni tigar, vidio je svetu.
And
Asketu.
The Svetisavats had this asket, had the arrow in his heart.
Ovaj asketa je imao ovu strelu zabodenu u svoje srce.
He said, now take the arrow out, then you have killed me completely.
Rekao je, ako sada izvučeš ovu strelu, ubio si me.
The pain is intolerable.
Bol je nepodnošljiv.
But there is one pain which is even more intolerable.
Ali postoji jedan bol koji je čak i nepodnošljiviji od ovoga.
Nearby are my two blind parents.
Blizu ja imam moje dva roditelja koja su oboje slijepi.
I'm carrying them with this like this.
I nosim ih na svojim leđima.
They are totally dependent on me.
Oni totalno ovise o meni.
They waited that I brought some water for them.
Čekali su da im donesem nešto vode.
You have to bring them the news that you killed me.
I ti moraš odneti, odnosno moraš ih obavijestiti da si me ubio.
Dasharath was completely devastated.
Dasharath je bio potpuno zaprepašten i loše se osjećao.
So he took the saint and carried them to where the two parents were.
Tako je uzeo tog sveca i odneo ga do mjesta gdje su bili njegovi roditelji.
They said, oh, you have come back with the water, very nice, we are so thirsty.
Oni su rekli, oh, divno, vratio si se sa vodom, tako smo žedni.
Our dear son, you always take care so nice of us.
Dragi naš sine, tako se uvijek lijepo brineš o nama.
Dasharath said, no, it's not your son, it's the killer of your son who has come back.
Dasharath je rekao, ne, ovo nije vaš sin, nego ubojica vašeg sina koji se vratio.
The father couldn't believe his ears, but because he was blind, Maharaj Dasaratha let him touch the dead son, the dead body of his son.
Otac nije mogao da vjeruje tomu što čuje i zato je Dasharath primio tijelo sveca tako da otac može da osjeti da je zaista mrtav.
When the son was convinced, when the father was convinced that Dasharath by mistake had killed his son, he pronounced a terrible curse.
Kada je otac bio siguran da je Dasharath greškom ubio njegovog sina, izgovorio je užasnu kletvu.
We will never drink again water.
Nećemo više nikad piti vodu.
We will burn now on the funeral pyre together with our son.
Ispalit ćemo se skupa sa našim sinom na vatri.
And just like we are dying, one day you will also die because of the separation from your son.
I upravo tako kako mi umiremo, jedan dan ćeš i ti umrijeti usled odvojenosti od svog sina.
So because of this curse, Dasharatha had to send his son away and he died due to the severe separation from him.
Zbog ove kletve Dasharath je morao da otjera svoga sina i zatim je umro od težine te odvojenosti.
What can we learn from this?
Što možemo naučiti iz
ovoga? We can learn that every action brings a reaction, and we must be very careful what we do.
Možemo naučiti da svaka akcija nosi reakciju i zato moramo biti vrlo pažljivi šta radimo.
Later, Lord, so Lord Ramachandra, totally transcendental as he is, walks through the forest and blessed the whole country of India with wherever he put his lotus feet.
Kasnije gospodin Ramachandra, idući kroz šumu, blagosiljao čitavu Indiju i svako mjesto na koje je stao svojim stopalom.
Yes, we stayed, we had the opportunity to look at a forest where Lord Ramachandra had stayed, and I can tell you, even today, the atmosphere is so transcendental.
Mi smo imali priliku da vidimo mjesto gdje je gospodin Ramachandra obitavao tu šumu i mogu vam reći da je čak i danas vrlo, vrlo specijalno.
Lord Ramachandra did not go alone. He took his wife Sita Devi with him.
Ramachandra nije otišao sam, nego je poveo svoju ženu Situ sa sobom.
And his brother Lakshman.
I svog brata Lakshmana.
Later, Ravana heard about the supernatural beauty of Ramachandra's wife Sita, and he had only one idea: to kidnap her for his pleasure.
Kasnije Ravana čuo o nadprirodnoj ljepoti Ramachandrine žene Site i imao je samo jednu ideju kako da je kidnapuje.
So Ravana came asking Marichi to to take to make a trick, and somehow or other he was able to kidnap Mother Sita when Ramachandra was absent in the forest.
Kasnije Ravana otišao do Marichija i tražio od njega da napravi jedan trik tako da bi on bio u mogućnosti da dođe i kidnapuje majku Situ.
Yes. The trick was that this takes too long. When Ramachandra came back to his to the place where Sita was and heard that she was kidnapped, he lamented.
Kada se Ramachandra vratio do mjesta gdje je ostavio Situ i čuo da je ona oteta, bio je vrlo žalostan i jadikovao je.
Like a human being who cries for his dear beloved wife, he cried for a moment.
Kao ljudsko biće koje plače za svojom dragom, voljenom ženom, on je plakao na momena.
With his tears, the Lord wanted to show that whenever you are attached, then there will be misery.
Svojim suzama gospodin je želio pokazati da kad god ste vezani, tu će postojati patnja.
This we can learn from the tears of the Lord.
Tu će postojati bijeda, to možemo naučiti iz suza gospodina.
When Ramachandra knew that it was Ravana who had kidnapped Sita, he gathered an army of forest-dwelling beings.
Kada je Ramachandra čuo da je Ravana bio taj koji je oteo Situ, onda je skupio čitavu vojsku bića iz šume.
These were vanaras, they looked like monkeys, but they were extremely intelligent beings, more intelligent than Bill Clinton.
To su bila bića koja su izgledala poput majmuna, ali su bili vrlo, vrlo inteligentni, inteligentniji nego Bill Clinton.
I think once we have in the film industry there was a movie called The Planet of the Planet of the Monkey Apes. Yes.
Planet of Apes.
They have taken the idea from these vanaras.
Vanaras. Mislim da je postojao film koji se zvao Planeta majmuna i zapravo osobe koje su kreirale taj film su uzeli ideju upravo od tih bića, odnosno vanarasa.
When Ravana heard that Lord Ramachandra was coming to his island Lanka to take back the kidnapped Sita, he had an army of monkey, he was laughing.
Kada je Ravana čuo da gospodin Ramachandra dolazi u njegov grad Lanku da bi vratio nazad Situ sa armijom majmuna, počeo je da se smije.
His brother Bibisan, however, who was highly intelligent, said, "This laughter will kill you."
No, njegov brat Bibisan, koji je bio vrlo inteligentan, je rekao, "Taj smijeh će te ubiti."
"Give back Sita immediately."
Odmah vrati Situ.
"Don't you remember how Rama alone has killed 10,000 of your soldiers?"
Zar se ne sjećaš kako je gospodin Rama sam ubio 10,000 tvojih vojnika?
He's the Lord who is present in everyone's heart.
On je Bog koji je prisutan u svačijem srcu.
And he had expended in 10,000 bowmen and killed your 10,000 bowmen in the forest.
I ekspandirao se u 10,000 strelaca i ubio je tvojih 10,000 vojnika u šumi.
Ravana was just laughing.
Ravana se samo smijao.
Yeah, yes. So then Lord Rama came with his army to the shore of the ocean.
Onda je gospodin Rama došao sa svojom armijom, sa svojom vojskom na obalu oceana.
And Vibhisan, the brother of Bibhisana, wanted to join him.
Vibhisan.
Vibhisan, yes.
I Vibhisan, brat Vibhisana, mu se želio pridružiti.
Yes. He came flying through the air. He was a supernatural being, born in the family of Asuras.
Došao je leteći kroz vazduh jer je bio nadprirodno biće, bio je rođen u porodici demona Asura.
And the men of Ram said, "Don't accept him, kill him immediately. He is a ferocious monster."
I Ramini prijatelji su rekli, nemoj ga prihvatiti sebi, on je odvratno stvorenje, čudovište.
But Ramachandra spoke one verse which is extremely important to all of us.
Ali Ramachandra je izgovorio jednu riječ koja je vrlo bitna za sve nas.
Sakrit eva prapanoyas tavai smiti chayachate abayam savada tasmai tadam yetat vratam mama. It is my vow.
Moj je zavjet.
That if one, only one seriously surrenders unto me.
Da ukoliko se samo neko ozbiljno preda meni.
Saying, my dear Lord, from this day on I am yours.
Kazavši, moj dragi gospodine, od ovog dana sam tvoj.
And if such a person prays to me for courage.
I ako mi se takva osoba moli za hrabrost.
I shall immediately award courage to that person.
Odmah ću mu dodijeliti hrabrost.
And he will always remain safe from that time on.
I uvijek će biti siguran od tog vremena pa sve unaprijed.
So I wish that we all say today this one verse.
I tako da bi ja želio da mi svi danas kažemo ovaj stih.
Please repeat.
Molim vas ponavljajte.
My dear Lord.
Moj dragi gospodine.
Moj dragi gospodine.
From this day on I am yours.
Od ovog dana pa nadalje ja sam tvoj.
Od ovog dana,
ja sam tvoj. Yes. Lord Ramachandra has heard you.
Gospodin Ramachandra vas je čuo.
And he will give you the necessary courage which you need to go on the spiritual path.
I dat ću vam neophodnu hrabrost da biste nastavili na duhovnom putu.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So when Ramachandra stood before the ocean, there was a storm.
Tako kada je gospodin Ramachandra stajao ispred oceana, bila je tu oluja.
Ramachandra said, well, I want to cross here.
Ramachandra je rekao, pa ja želim preći ovuda.
But the ocean did not think that Ramachandra is God and he just went on with his heavy waves.
Ali ocean nije mislio da je Ramachandra sam Bog i zato je nastavio sa svojim teškim valovima.
At this time the Lord looked with red fiery eyes on the ocean and the ocean waters began to evaporate.
Tada je Ramachandra pogledao u ocean crvenim očima. I ocean je počeo da ključa.
Yes, the Lord has also looked at Tamo Mohan's shirt and has burned it just now with his red hot eyes.
Gospodin je također pogledao u crvenu, odnosno u košulju. Mohata Miša?
Yes, Mohata Miša.
Mohata Miša in u košulju spalio je svojim očima.
You can show your shirt?
Možeš pokazati svoj košulj?
Lord has heavy eyes, yes.
Gospodin ima jake oči.
Yes. So then it just happened, I see.
Upravo se to desilo, sad sam to vidio.
Yes. So then the ocean came and said, oh, it's all right, Uretno. But to show that you are God, please arrange a mystical crossing.
Onda je ocean rekao, dobro, ali ipak da pokažeš da si Bog, molim te pokaži a mistični prelaz preko mene.
So his, the Vanaras, these monkey-like beings, brought big rocks, engraved the name of Ram on the rocks, and battered the rocks in the water, and they did not sink.
Onda su ti Vanarasi, čovjekolike majmune, su zapravo donijeli planine i velike stijene na koje su urezali ime gospodina Rame i bacali bi ih u ocean.
This should not surprise us that stones could swim in the water.
Naravno, ne bi nas trebalo iznenaditi da je to kamenje, odnosno planine, da su plivale u ocean.
By Lord Rama's potency, all the planets are kept afloat.
Jer sa moći gospodina Rame sve planete se održavaju gdje jesu.
I have a surprise for you.
Imam iznenađenje za vas.
Even to this day you can see these Rama stones floating in some basins in Indian temples.
Čak i danas možete vidjeti ovo kamenje koje, znači, iz tog doba kako pluta u nekim templovima u Indiji.
They don't sink in the water.
I ne tonu.
So Lord Ramachandra crossed with his army of monkeys and bears the water of the ocean, and in a very, very interesting battle killed the demon king Ram.
Tako je gospodin Ramachandra prešao sa svojim pratiocima, vanarasima, preko tog kamenja i u vrlo interesantnoj bitci ubio demona Ravan.
He struck him with an arrow into his heart. Ram Ravana was at that time flying in a mystical airplane. He fell down from the airplane on the ground.
Gospodin Ramachandra ga je pogodio sa svojom strilom direktno u srce i Ravana, koji je letio u svojoj mističnoj letjelici, se stropoštao na zemlju.
Shri Ramachandra ki
jai.
Dobro. Then Lord Ramachandra took the airplane, a flower airplane we hear, and went back to his capital Ayodhya. It was at the end of the 14 years.
Tada se gospodin Ramachandra ukrcao na svoj avion, da ga tako na svoju letjelicu, koja je bila, saznajemo, od svijeća, i tako se vratio u Ayodhju da bi postao kralj.
The people were so happy that they took their upper garments and waved them in the air.
Ljudi su bili tako sretni da su svoje gornje dijelove odjeće uzeli i mahali su s njima u vazduhu.
Yes. And then Bharata, who heard about that his brother would come back.
I onda Bharata, koji je čuo da se njegov brat vraća.
All these 14 years Bharata had been the king of Ayodhya, but he had worshipped every day the shoes of Lord Rama.
Bharata je, znači, tih 14 godina izgnanstva gospodina Ramachandri bio kralj, ali je svaki dan obožavao njegove papuče.
In other words, he considered himself the foot servant of Lord Rama, doing this rule only in representation of Lord Rama.
I on je sebe smatrao zapravo slugom lotosovih stopala gospodina Rame i radio je to, znači, bio je kralj smatrajući samo to službom prema Ramachandri.
So he came out of the city to greet his brother carrying the shoes which he had worshipped and said, now you're back, now you take the kingdom.
Tako da je došao izlazeći iz grada i nosijeći cipele, odnosno papuče gospodina Ramachandri, i postavio mu ih i rekao, konačno si se vratio, došao si da postaneš kralj.
And then Lord Ramachandra took over the rule of the Ayodhya for many thousands of years.
I onda je gospodin Ramachandra postao kralj Ayodhya i vladao je mnogo hiljada godina.
And it is described at the end of his pastimes, he took all his citizens back to the eternal kingdom of God.
I opisano je da je po završetku svojih zabava sve stanovnike poveo sa sobom natrag u prebivalište Boga.
Even today people worship Lord Ramachandra's ideal kingdom.
Čak i danas ljudi obožavaju idealno kraljevstvo gospodina Ramachandre.
He was so merciful and such a good king that anyone who had any complaint could come to him.
bio je tako milostiv i tako dobar kralj da bilo ko ko je imao bilo kakvu pritužbu je mogao doći njemu.
Once even one dog came who was hit by one brahmana to complain.
Jednom je čak jedan pas došao da se požali zato što ga je jedan brahmana udario.
Because Lord Rama is God who is sitting in the heart of all beings, he can also understand a dog.
I pošto je gospodin Rama, a Bog koji sjedi u svačijem srcu, također je mogao razumjeti psa.
And Lord Rama gave justice even to the dog.
I gospodin Rama je dao pravdu čak i psu.
No one was excluded from his mercy.
Niko nije bio isključen iz njegove milosti.
So on this day we all wish very much to get the mercy of Lord Ramachandra.
Tako da na ovaj dan mi svi želimo dobiti, vrlo, vrlo želimo dobiti milost gospodina Ramachandre.
We will do this by giving him a birthday bath.
Ovo ćemo postići tako što ćemo, ga okupati na rođendan.
Yes. This part of our ceremony will be we will be guided through this part of the ceremony by Bhagavad Dharma Prabhu who is here.
Kroz ovaj dio ceremonije vodit će nas Bhagavad Dharma Prabhu koji je ovdje.
Yes, and I want to ask him to address all of us to tell us how to do it in a moment.
Također bi ga zamolio da nam se obrati svima i da nam objasni kako se sve treba odvijati.
But I want to encourage all of you, you are guests in a very sacred ceremony.
Ali želio bih ohrabriti sve vas, vi ste gosti na vrlo svetoj ceremoniji.
Please take the opportunity to bathe the Lord.
Molim vas, iskoristite priliku da kupate gospodina.
And please pray to him while you're doing this. That he can give you the blessings which you require to go on the spiritual path back home, back to God.
I molim vas, dok to budete radili, molite mu se da vam da sve neophodne blagoslove da biste ustrajali na svom putu nazad kući Bogu.
Have you heard of any other religion where it is possible to bathe the Lord?
Da li ste čuli za bilo koju drugu religiju koja vam omogućuje da kupate Boga?
I have personally not heard about this.
Ja lično nisam za to čuo.
The Lord is, although he is always in the transcendental world.
Iako je gospodin uvijek na transcendentalnom, u transcendentalnom svijetu.
He is so kind to appear in his divine forms.
Vrlo ljubazno se pojavljuje u svojim božanskim formama.
So that he accepts the service which we can do in this world.
Da bi prihvatio službu koju mi možemo uraditi u ovom svijetu.
You can consider these forms to be like post boxes.
Ove oblike možete smatrati da budu kao poštanski sandučići.
The post box is always different from the post office, but at the same time identical.
Poštanski sandučić je uvijek drugčiji od same pošte, ali radi se o istoj stvari.
Yeah, the post box is identical with the post office in the sense that anything given to it will go will be delivered wherever it is meant to go.
I taj sandučić je identičan sa poštom u smislu da bilo šta što ubacite, znači bilo koje pismo koje ubacite će stići na odredište gdje ste namjeravali.
So, today your prayers will be delivered to the Lord while you are bathing him.
I tako da ćete vi danas upućivati molitve gospodin dok ga budete kupali.
Thank you very very much.
Hvala vam puno puno.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Sita Ram Lakshman Hanuman ki
jai.
So we will hear now from Bhagavad Dharma Prabhu what we will do about the
sada ćemo čuti od Bhagavad Dharma Prabhu šta trebamo raditi.
That we get an idea. Yes.
Just like Maharaj was explaining,